Okay, good evening, everybody, and thank you for joining me tonight. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in Simen Shin Chav Ches, and we are drawing closer to the end of Shin Chav Ches. Tonight, we are doing Sifim Lamed Tes, Mem Aleph, Mem Beis, and perhaps Mem Gimel, as we do page Kuf Samech Ches, Amad Aleph, says the Shulchan Aruch. Einos no apik tevizin, Pirush Aruch, apik tefezon, kolomer lahutzi orif amazon, odef amazon, dahainu gramas ki, afilu b'chol mishum hefzerochlim. A person shouldn't take something that's going to cause him to vomit because of hefzerochlim. You're not even supposed to take that during the weekday. The imitzar mirov machol, and if your person is mitzar because of having so much food, b'chol mutra afilu b'sam, then during the weekday it's mutter even b'sam. U'b'shabbos asur b'sam mutter b'yad, and Shabbos it's asur b'sam and it's mutter to do it by hand. So meaning, if you're really really struggling, so on a weekday you're allowed to meaning because you're really not feeling well. So on a weekday you're allowed to take medicine to cause you to throw up, but on Shabbos you're not allowed to use medicine, but you're allowed to do it by hand. Says the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Chav Gimel, Eino Sindayinu Kadeshei Rav Yachzarach Kach Lechol Harbei, that you're not allowed to do this in order that you should become hungry, and then you're going to go back afterwards to eat a lot. Asur b'sam, the dami l'rufu, gzerim mishum shchik sam manim. And the reason I'll have to do it with the sam on Shabbos is because of gzerim mishum shchik sam manim. That's similar to rufua. Siv mem, hachoshish b'meyav. If a person has a stomach ailment, you're allowed to put a warm cup that you poured hot water on, even though there's still hevel in the cup, there's still heat in the cup. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Kuf Chav Hei, Liten Aleim Kos, Tain Shukafei Alatabr Lemishachash Bemeav, that you pour, you force it down on your stomach for someone who has a stomach ache. Vochis Akosis Abasar, and the kos somehow holds on to your flesh, and it like suctions in the intestines and puts it back in place. And it's also, you're allowed to put warm clothing on someone who has a tummy ache, or pieces of pottery or warm bricks. This is from Lashon HaTor, Kavanaso, Dolone Makomoda Asu Lirchos Becham, and Kamokin Kolcham Masalugufo, that he means to say that you shouldn't say that just like you're not allowed to bathe with warm water, so too anything warm is not allowed to go near your body. Lefich Hashmin and Mutter. That's why tell me that it's Mutter. Candy, some Bryce, Shabbos, Mamon, Baze, Mechamada Maluntis, Maniacho Bremeo, Bishabbos, Vetiko, Tovra, Malelbis, Mishun Chavav, Sivav Baga, that you could warm up a towel and put that on yourself on Shabbos to help you. See if Memalf Mishan is takir. If a person is drunk, Sherifuasa loss of couples yodov ragl b'shemen, where it's the refuah is to anoint his hands and feet with oil, mutu l'suchan b'shabbos. You're allowed to anoint them on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah l'such demashem v'keich shukrusu menemein zeh refuah, that which you are taking off your shukrus, your kam. What's the word from mifakeach shechru? So you're getting over your drunkenness. That's not considered a refuah. Vayin ba is sobering up. That's not considered a refuah. Vayin ba achronim sheskim with demutu lishov tabak b'nechirav. The achronim agree that you're allowed to draw in tobacco with your nostrils. Bein shos ken lefishol b'meich sharosh bein lahavik hashechrus. Whether you're doing it because you have a headache or whether you're doing it to deal with drunkenness. The kimenchen spashi shivasat tabak legadol l'ktanim mishum tanegom mishum reich lo mochlanosud of l'refuah. Since so many people use smelling tobacco, it's not so obvious that it's for refuah. B'shem v'melech morav and yachid, oil and salt that are mixed together, you're allowed to anoint with on Shabbos. Sif membeis, ein mis amlin dahenu shadoris alaguf bekoach kedei sheyiga v'yazia. A person shouldn't do exercise, meaning to trample on his body with koach, in order that he should get tired and sweat. V'asu lidcho kreso shaltino kedei lahutzi ari'i, and you're not let it press down on the stomach of a baby in order that he He will, in order that he'll use the bath, you know, in order that he'll relieve himself. Sivkat and kuf chavtas bekoach. Ratzlom shaposhim mekapin zor sein lefnei lachrein meschem and mezian. That this means that you move around your arms and your legs in a way that you that you sweat means to do exercise. Kadesh shiiga viyaziyav ubelchal refuah. That's part of refuah. Vein lahakshos kivin shein kashay choshchik sabmanim hayilon nolahati. Kamal b'siv shacharze. You might ask, but wait a second. This has no connection whatsoever. And therefore, it should be mutter. Yeshlomer the kivin shal vam mavin azay alachol gamkein alidei sammanim cheshin sheyasur refuah acheres mashen kin b'sif shacharze shein shayichus refuah losun dvarim aydei shchik sammanim klal lo gazrinan. A very important chilik, says the Mishabura. The effect of exercise could also be achieved with medicine. So the fact that you're achieving it with exercise is not going to make it mutter. But the effect of other things that can never be achieved with medicine are going to be mutter. Vida, delfimat baskin on the el. Based on what we said earlier, Pesif Yud Zayin, Halidei Yisrael Enosin Shvus Drabban L'chol Hashem Bosakana Kim Halidei Shinui, that you're not even allowed to do a drabbanon for a Chol Hashem Bosakana unless you do it with a Shinui. So Hachanami bin Yonen, the same over here, Afilu Igiel L'chol Chol Hashem Bosakana Enosin Dover Zakim Halidei Shinui, that even if a person is a Chol Hashem Bosakana, you're not allowed to do this unless it's with a Shinui. And certainly if he's just a healthy person who's not feeling perfectly fine, but he's not a chola, and the rubbing that they do for people who are exhausted in order to reinvigorate them, I assume this means a massage, the Shulchan Aruch is not sure if that's considered refuah or not. But according to what the Magen Avraham says in Sifkat and Hem Gimel, that even a perfectly healthy person, if he does any sort of refuah in order to strengthen himself, it's going to be asr. So this is going to be asr too. That you're not allowed to do this for the baby because you might come to give the baby medicine that's going to cause him to relieve himself. Sif Mem Gimel, Mutar Lichbos Kos Cham Al HaTabur Lado. So you're allowed to turn over a hot cup on the belly and lift it up. Lalos is nine ben biad ben mekli, and to lift up the ears, both whether by hand or with a kli. Ulahalos unkli the hainu tnuch shekneged alev shenichvach v'litzad pnim, or to lift up, a part of the chest that is folded over. Shekolach me'elu enosim v'samanu kidei shenachush l'shchika v'yesh l'tzar mehem. None of these things could be accomplished with samanim, and therefore you're doing these for therapeutic reasons. But it's a therapy that can never be achieved by any medicine. So that's why it's mutter. Mem sifkan kuflam beis koscham hu aniskal el b'sif mem v'chazer shno okan. This is what we mentioned in sif mem already earlier today about putting a kos on, you know, to treat a stomach ailment, and we're mentioning it again. Shum l'shon Rambam shekolal hakol b'tamechad, because the Rambam puts it all together. And we're just quoting the lashon of the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch is just quoting the lashon of the Rambam. Ala tabru kas b'chay adam tu acholi. Shekorin haibmuter. This is a certain type of illness. Fine. Ulahalos aznaim, gidei aznaim, pam shiordan lamato musparkin aznaim. Sometimes the ears flap a little bit. I guess they lift it up to hold it up. Shekneger aleiv umakiv esenashima, something that blocks breathing. V'yesh lo tzar di lav hachiyoy asal kol panim mishum uvda dechol. If you weren't having any tzar, then anyway it would be a problem because of uvda dechol. So to review what we learned tonight. So we first said that you shouldn't use something that causes you to vomit even during the week, and unless you're in a lot of tzar, then you could use it during the week even if it's a medication. And then we had said that if a person has a stomach ailment, they're allowed to use a hot cup to treat the stomach ailment. And then we spoke about someone who was drunk and you're allowed to do things to remove drunkenness because that's not considered refuah at all. And then we spoke about two different types of refuah that don't seem to be the kinds of things that are treated with samanim at all. But if it's a kind of result, like exercise, where an increased heart rate and sweating is something that could be treated with samanim, that could be achieved with samanim, that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. But if it's a result that could never be achieved with samanim, one is not allowed to do on Shabbos. Okay, Bezrim, tomorrow we'll pick up with Shin Chav Ches, Si'if Mem Dalet. Have a good night, everybody.